Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my God, can you believe it? We are back again.
We are back.
This is
Back in Black.
Yes, we can't play that one. This is the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mal, with me as always.
Dr. Morbius.
From Parts Unknown, and we're here to bring you kind of kooky, crazy, interesting, unique, undiscovered music.
Wow, that's a lot of adjectives.
I know, and I have some. Now we have so much to care about, so much to worry about.
Yeah, and now we have to live up to all the weird, wacky, woolly, wonderful.
Such a weird thing happened this week. I was, I wake up and kind of I take my phone and kind of look at the email, what came in email, what and I got a message from Joe, the guy who runs Radio St. Pete. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking and he goes, didn't get the show.
Oh no.
And I was like, no, I never uploaded it. It was sitting it was sitting right next to the thing, and like I always do it first thing Monday. Like, I kind of wake up, I just drag it up there, and it goes off, and yay. You know, I do that to avoid confusion, so that way, like, the show runs Sunday, then Monday I upload the new one. And then it's just there for him, and he grabs it, and it's always good. I just had a total, like, brain fart. I totally whiffed it. I'm like, what the heck happened, man? Like, I've done this every time for 105 shows, or whatever we're up to. And, show 105, forgot completely.
But like, it's there now, right?
My God. This is like, it was just one of those things. I mean, I guess that happens, especially the older you get, huh?
Yeah, the older you get. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
How was
I forgot about the show.
Oh, it's me. So I threw it up real quick, and he got it within, you know, I uploaded it right away. But it was just one of those things where you kind of go, oh my gosh, sometimes you just forget stuff and you can't believe it, you know.
Yeah, like you forget to go to work. I had work today. I didn't know that. Oh, okay, everybody, where are you? Oh.
No, I don't have a job
anymore.
Was
it Saturday? I thought it was Saturday. No, it's Monday. Oh, okay.
Yikes.
Never mind. It happens. It's a senior moment, as they say.
Yes. Sadly, they're becoming more frequent.
Or in Spanish, a señor moment.
Gosh darn you, Budweiser. Give me back my
memories
that you've wiped clean.
Yeah.
Budweiser's like, no, you will only buy me more.
That demon alcohol.
Yeah. I just had a flashback to all those prohibition posters.
Yeah.
If alcohol touches your lips, they won't touch mine. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm fine with that one. You see that picture where the girls, the women holding that sign? I'm like, I'm fine with this. I'm comfortable with this.
Okay, I'm all right.
Here's some music. Enough of this talky talk in your ear.
Talky talk.
Nope. Here's music.
That's a lovely accent you have. New Jersey.
Austria.
Well then, good day, mate. Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
We'll be right back. Yeah. Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Screaming tires or squealing women, they're all the same to the speed merchants of the Fireball 500. By day, the dirt track is a jungle as the kings of the speedway fight for survival. By night, it's the same when they meet their women.
That's playing rough, Dave. Someone could get hurt.
Only chickens get hurt.
Stop crowing, baby. You're a man.
American International presents Fireball 500, the story of the men who love their track fast and their women the same. Starring Frankie Avalon, Wild on Wheels, Annette Funicello, rough on outclass competition, and Fabian the Tiger with built-in performance, with Chill Wills, Harvey Lembeck, and Julie Parrish. Filmed in Panavision and color with racing motors, screaming tires, flaming passions, and thrills and spills. Fireball 500 is one dare beyond imagination.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Right. Before the break, that was the Love Me Nots. They are from Phoenix, Arizona. Really, really cool garage band. Love those guys. I want to buy more of their stuff. I got. I played for you a couple live cuts. I played Black and Blue live. Then I played Cheap Knockoff and Cry. They got a ton of awesome music. They are touring their butts off. Well, no, they still have butts. They're touring quite a bit, is what I'm trying to say. And you know, look them up online. Go to type it in the Google, and then just Love Me Nots. They have their own website. Got tons of merch. They got tons of a couple albums out there. I can't say enough good about them. They're really great. They're fun to work with. They're cool. You know, check them out. Give them some love. And by love, I mean your money.
It's funny how Google is now the default for search engine.
Oh, yeah. Yahoo is tanking.
You know, are they really?
About a week ago, they had what was described as a bloodbath of
job cuts.
1,500, wow. 1,600 people gone.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that ship has sailed for Yahoo, and now Google is reigning supreme, but the same thing will happen to Google when
some other
stupid thing will come along. Just,
you know, whatever. The slow robot search engine. How about that? Yeah. Slow robot. That's a great name for a search engine.
Sign up now. No matter what you type in, it takes you to an obscure B-movie.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
We should do an app.
Yes,
it should. It's a slow robot app, and
we'll be millionaires. Copyright, clown shoes, Morbius Enterprises.
Done.
Whatever. Done. Okay, I got a story for you.
Story time.
Okay, this is fast food in a nutshell. This is how like
a deep fried nutshell.
Yeah, how like goofy everything is. Yes. It's like, okay, I, Dr. Morbius, am not a fan of the condiment cheese. Okay, don't like it at all.
Mm.
Go to McDonald's.
Good luck in America finding anyone
exactly.
That cheese.
Everything is default cheese.
Can
now.
I have some Coke? Is there any cheese in it? Yeah. Can I get it without? No, it
but
comes
that's
with
exactly
cheese.
Where my story goes.
Sorry,
okay.
Stealing your thunder. Sorry,
you're stealing my thunder, but I've got it's some interesting thunder. Okay, so I go to Mickey D's, and I want a quarter pounder meal, but it's of course a quarter pounder cheese with cheese meal. So, what's the big deal? Just go under and go. Yeah, let me have the quarter pounder meal, no cheese, only ketchup, only onions, mustard, whatever. Okay, sure. Give me the check. I see only ketchup, only a bit. I don't see they took out the cheese. I went, uh-huh. This has happened before. So I'm standing there and waiting, and they, here you go. Okay, thanks. Cheese in it. Okay, so then I go back. I ask for it. Oh, so they have to go in the back and tell somebody specifically, you know, no cheese or no queso, as it were. And, you know, it's like McDonald's. I mean, honestly, you know...
That's what you get for $15 an hour.
Yeah, $15. Yeah, all right, $5 maybe. But it's like any people, I mean, really, don't default cheese everything, you know? have different strokes for different folks and Scooby-Dooby-Dooby, you know? Yeah. Because if you keep doing this, I'm going to be a jerk, and I'm going to keep doing it just to keep making you waste burgers, you know? Get your act together and do, like, the non-cheese menu for all of us.
See,
and there's plenty of
us. The one thing that will the one thing that... in rebuttal to the $15 an hour movement for fast food workers.
Which isn't going to happen unless you're in Seattle.
McDonald's is already doing it. They have you order, you type it in yourself.
Robotics.
Well, yeah, you type it in on a menu board.
And it does it.
And a robot does it. There's your it'll come out perfect when you do that.
Well, let's hope, because here's what I'm worried.
Wouldn't it be funny if the robot just automatically puts cheese
on No. Here's what I'm worried about. As soon as everything becomes automated, you go into McWhatever's, and you ask for it, and you go, yes, let me have the quarter pounder meal, no cheese, and then we cannot delete the cheese. And
you're no.
Like, and you're like, no, please, look, like I'm doing it. Does not compute.
It just kicks you out.
And then it's like, and you get it, and it goes, oh, excuse me, robot, but it has cheese. Cheese must be eaten. And I'm like, I don't want the cheese. You must eat cheese. And then all of a sudden, these two bouncer robots come out of it.
Ed 209 comes out and you must comply.
You must comply. It does not compute. And just throws me out and bans me from McDonald's. And then at that point, the robots have taken over. AI or whatever has taken over.
I welcome my overlord robots.
So... Please, McDonald's, before you go totally robotic, just have a non-cheese menu. Just for
Domo
me.
Arigato, Mr. Roboto McDonald's.
The end of my editorial.
You sure that's the end?
That's the end of my editorial.
This is the end.
The default of cheese all problem.
The cheese, my friend.
Yeah, Jim Morrison Jr. is doing
Jim Morrison Jr. with cheese?
Yeah.
Boom!
Anyway.
I actually welcome it when we have when we walk in and just use the order boards.
You like the order boards? I get confused.
I don't eat humans at all. I don't like them. I don't need them. No,
okay.
I'll click the little button, because when I order stuff a lot online.
Oh, I thought you said you don't eat humans. Oh, you don't need humans. Okay.
Oh, I'm not making that
promise.
You're
not a cannibal.
You know?
Okay. Anyway.
Like when you order online, it's all right there. If you want no cheese, if you want extra cheese, there's a little clicky buttons and it just does it. Like, and that's what'll be when you walk into those things. Oh, here's my kiosk.
Yeah.
This. Here's my card. Robots make it. It comes
humans
out.
Humans are still making it, though. The robot tells it what.
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Oh.
I think in the one, to some degree.
Which one is this, though? The totally
No, they're starting to
ones.
Convert them. They're starting
all
to
of them?
I don't know. Not all of them, but
some.
I mean, where it makes financial sense, they
yeah,
will.
Yeah.
And I actually believe that it actually makes them automated, too. There's probably just like one human handler in case the robots revolt or set something on fire.
Yeah, exactly.
But that'll never happen because...
Yeah. And a couple of tech guys to make sure that...
Tech guy. Anybody, I'm just the tech guy at McDonald's. I don't cook or anything like that. I just fix the robots. That'd be a sweet job, just sitting in the back, you know?
Do androids dream of electric sheep?
Do they dream of making burgers with no fries?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
That's a nightmare.
That's the real question.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare, lady. Here's some music.
So, you want some of my electricity, do you? Well, for once, the rich white man is in control.
Yeah. It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
This is Colossus, the voice of world control. Obey me and live, or disobey and die.
This is the dawning of the age of...
Colossus, the Forbin Project.
A shocker, fascinating, says the New York Daily News.
A sizzler, builds to high tension. Gene Shalit, NBC Radio Monitor.
Razzle dazzle, smooth suspense, Time Magazine.
Colossus, the Forbin Project.
From Universal, rated GP, all ages admitted.
He's got emotional problems, man.
You mean, beyond pacifism?
He's fragile. Very fragile.
Huh? I did not know that.
Asleep on concrete paper covers, betray the skin, and you discover that you're still here, and it's not over. In the dark, something vaguely clear makes it still worth living here. Here's Dave.
planets in space, only one is off limits to man. Forbidden World. Touch down on Forbidden World, where explorers discover an unimaginable horror. Part alien, part human, all nightmare. It lives on Forbidden World, and next it's coming for you. Forbidden World, a science fiction shocker. Rated R under 17, not admitted without parent.
What's in the glass, Gage? Magic potion?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. What do we do? Drink it?
Yeah.
Good. I thought so.
We'll be right back.
never felt so right and free. The Milky Way was calling out to her, but then she got afraid and that feeling stayed. Be careful not to step on your own toes.
If only there was a place to go for hours and hours and hours and hours of entertainment. For free.
For free? Nothing's free.
If only there was such a place. Wait, hold on. I have a thought coming into my pea brain. There is such a place.
No, really, for free.
For free. Go to bunchofdorks.com. There, you're going to find three, count them, three podcasts.
Wow, you mean people talking and stuff?
Talking into your ear holes and fulfilling your lives and making you think about things, like deep, meaningful
That's
things.
Amazing.
Yeah, so go to bunchofdorks.com and click on any one of the three awesome buttons. What are those buttons, Dr. Morbius?
Well, the Slow Robot, a Go-Go, which is, I think is a movie thing, isn't it? Like B-movies?
It's all B-movies all the time. And other things.
And then there's Two Dimension, the comic book podcast with no direction. Which
it's all filled with comic books and other things.
And no directions.
And directionless.
So you might get lost.
So send them a compass in the mail. They would enjoy it.
And then there's Bunch of Dorks.
The longest running podcast in the history of the known universe.
It's like a hub of entertainment.
It is a hub of entertainment for your ears.
Wow.
Okay.
And other parts.
And other parts. So go to bunchofdorks.com and click on the buttons and laugh your days away as you slave away in your cube farms.
And now with fuzzy dice.
Nice.
Mock. Yeah. Ing. Yeah. Bird. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Holy tons of music, Batman. That was Bob Goblins from their newest CD, Love Lost for Bloodlust, which is a great CD. Go out and get it. You can order it online. It's like $10 for the digital download. No, it's cheaper for the digital download. $10 gets you the CD and the free digital download, which is just awesome. Great bunch of guys. And then after that, we followed up with our Radio Candy segment. I played some Saraya. S-A-R-I-A-H?
Mm-hmm.
Saraya.
Yeah,
I have to check how I say things. My English ain't so good.
Yeah.
Saraya, I played Cold-Blooded, and then of course, our gal Pepina, which was a song called, oh my gosh, what You are Will Show.
There you go.
I'm showing it by being bad at English. Oh my God.
Well, you're trying. You know. It's not your first language, so.
Apparently, stuttering is my first language. Talking badly. Yikes.
And that, of course, is great for being a DJ.
Sure. You can see
why. Prerequisite.
You can see why you'd pick that as your, you know.
A career move, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You might notice I have a fancy new keyboard and mouse.
I didn't notice that. Yeah, no, I thought it was that same one. You got a new one, huh?
Well, I have.
Did you break the other one? Did you go into a rage of fury?
I got the exact same one I had before. This one's just new and it works, right? Because what happened was a couple weeks back, or maybe a month or two back, I dumped a whole cup of coffee in there.
I remember that.
And I took it and dried it out, and I blew it out with the air gun, and boy, it still was very sticky and tacky.
Sticky, yeah.
But it was working. And then I performed the coup de grace by spilling another cup of coffee directly down onto the mouse and into it, and I was like, you know what? One,
you
get a new one.
You finished the job.
Two, you might notice I'm drinking out of a traveler's cup, and I'm putting it on the floor now.
Oh, that's right. Because
I'm instituting a stop drinking on the desk policy.
Yeah.
Because I've spilled beer directly into a mixer. Remember, that's the one that I gave Dallas, was that beer-soaked mixer. I've spilled coffee into numerous things. Time to just take a look at myself in the mirror and say, how about you stop doing that?
You need to go to, like, spiller schools. Like, why do I spill?
I gotta buy sippy cups. Some kind of a four-year-old.
Or a pacifier. Yes. No, like a baby thing with beer in it. You know, it's like on the side of your... Or a beer hat.
A foam beer hat right there.
A coffee hat. Just a coffee foam hat. And then
Oh my God.
The caffeine. Or either that or have an IV with caffeine running into your veins, and then I'll give you the same trick.
I'll just keep it on the floor and use the travel mugs.
All right, whatever works easier.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, the you have your little thing there, your little cup holder right above the
important stuff.
Right above the the thing there. So
sometimes you got to look at yourself in the mirror and reevaluate your life.
Or where you put things. Anyway.
At least where you put things in your life.
The keyboard is what I'm trying to say. Okay, I don't speak English. See, English is my second language.
No habla.
Really?
Yep. Okay, it's true. All right, here's some music that is our first language.
I have negotiated my butt off, Giorgio. I've tried bribes. I've tried gifts. I even sent him some pet oxen. I mean, they love that crap in Malaysia. But he won't budge.
We'll be right back. This is Rudy Ray Moore, better known as Dolomite. I've got an all-girl army that knows what to do. They're fox as hell and practice kung fu. From the first to the last, I give them the blast so fast that their life is past before they has even hit the grass. Dolomite. Uptown, downtown, crowned and renowned. I put my finger in the ground and turn the whole world around. Dolomite. Rated R. Under 17, not permitted without a parent or permission from your ward.
That, my friends, was Dirty Fuse from the 2012 self-titled album Dirty Fuse. I played for you A Blade from Damascus, Broken Wheels, and Surf Lady.
Surf music.
Every time I play them, I'm always like, why don't I play them more? Because I dig it.
Yeah, why don't you get a board and go hang 10 too?
Because I'm old and overweight.
Did you ever try to do any surfing or anything?
No.
Well, in Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, cow surfing.
Yeah.
The closest I got to surfing was the first place I moved into when I moved to Florida. They opened up this old pile of like an old storage place, and they were like, "Hey, you can have this surfboard if you want." So
really?
I cut it in half, and that's what's there.
That's
my shelf. I have a shelf out of a
I saw a surfboard.
The other half is in the garage as the other half of the shelf.
That's where that came from. Okay, so you had
some my knickknacks wall surf on half of a surfboard.
There you go. Yeah, and it works too.
Sure does. Anyway, that's it for this show. This has been the Indie Circuit from Radio St. Pete. My name's Mal. With me, as always,
Dr. Morbius.
And we'll be back next week. And I promise I'll upload this show earlier this week. See you next week, everyone.